This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Joining me now is our Congressman, Ralph Norman. Good morning, sir.
Glad to be with you.
Absolutely. Just want to get your reaction to what's going on in America this morning. I mean, this is a progression of violence from the summer of love at when, you know, Democrat leaders, including some of your colleagues up there on the Hill, you know, cheered on or at least did not condemn the $2 billion worth of damage that the left did. That is the final estimate from the insurance industry. $2 billion worth of damage that does not even count the 35% of businesses that did not have insurance and thus they didn't pay out. It was the largest single destructive event in U.S. history, money-wise, in terms of damages, sir, since the Civil War. It only comes in second. And that was the summer of love. I mean, we're on a straight line from that. Can you address this?
Yeah, I can, Tara. And you know what's shocking is you had a vice presidential candidate or vice president at the time, Kamala Harris, who helped bail and get the criminals who did all the $2 billion worth of damage out of jail. And,
yeah,
you know, it wasn't a summer of love, summer of hate and summer of evil, to be honest with you. And it's the same mindset that did not welcome Benjamin Netanyahu in from, you know, our only democracy in the Middle East. And, you know, again, it's just they're not going to silence the conservatives, though. Their method of dealing with dissent in their minds is what you see in third world countries is socialism, and violence is a part of it, but not in America. And the fact that they're resorting to tearing up cities, assassinating people like they did Charlie Kirk, and, you know, embracing the criminal instead of the victims has got to end, and I think it will.
You say you think it will. I'm very bullish on this morning. If any good thing comes of this, I mean, it has got to be Sparky has just messaged me, who is, you know, watching on Rumble. Reddit is a mess. The libs are freaking rabid with their celebration. I saw that on Twitter this morning. Absolute joy. I mean, thousands of posts celebrating this with the left showing us who they really are. Do you think this backfires on them, Representative Norman?
Not only does it backfire, it shows what the left, what the Democrats are doing. Tara, yesterday it gave us a front row seat into what happens when we had a simple, after a vote on the defense bill, a simple request by Lauren Boebert to have a verbal prayer in the House of Representatives. And the left went crazy, shouted Mike Johnson down and for a simple prayer. And so that's where we are. But the good news is it's more of us than it is them. They can shout all they want. They still hadn't figured out why the 77 million people rejected them, and we're going to reject them in even more numbers in the upcoming elections, both local and national, I think. But they've become unhinged because they're socialist. It's just a government control that they want to have over people. They want to be at the forefront, and it's not going to happen.
Representative Norman, I'm glad you brought that up. The audio is very hard to hear. Were you on the floor when Democrats were yelling no about a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk?
Yes.
What happened? It's very hard to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, again, Lauren just said, and it was hard to hear her because she didn't go to the mic. She just said, "Mr. Speaker, I request to speak out of order, and can we have a verbal prayer?" That's all she said. And then the left went crazy. There are 211 of them, and all of them started, not maybe all of them, but they started screaming, drowning out Lauren, and, you know, people were, I mean, the Republicans were outraged and as we watched it, but we didn't engage them. It was them that didn't want to say a prayer. It was them that has kicked the Bible and kicked prayer out of local schools and in the House of Representatives, which was visible yesterday.
Mm. What a mess. Meanwhile, speaking of Democrats, I know you have called for Vi Lyles, the mayor of the city of Charlotte, to resign. Tell us about that.
You know, Tara, for an elected official to have a killing, I mean, a senseless killing, on August 22nd of a girl that had escaped a country in Ukraine that was war-torn to come to America and to simply get on a bus and get stabbed to death. And for the mayor to cover it up, not let the media and the media was complicit in this. I mean, why they would not report this To make matters worse, it was when early voting was taking place for the mayor of Charlotte. And she ought to resign out of shame. And Joe Wilson and I both are calling for her to resign. I'm going to get the rap sheet of the 14 charges against the killer and put it on my Facebook and put it and publicize it. Because not only did the mayor cover this up and fail us, but the judges that let this madman out, he shouldn't have been walking on the streets. You know, and I wonder if it were the mayor's daughter or the mayor's relative that got stabbed. Would she take that same position? I don't think so.
Ralph Norman, one more thing. A lot of calls this morning by the left for gun control and blaming Charlie Kirk for his own death. I've got several of those on my feed this morning because he wouldn't support turning in our guns. What do you say to that?
That's the biggest lie the left is trying to sell. And it was the campus was a gun-free campus. Don't you wish people had guns and could have taken the killer out? No, they always want to take the guns away from the American people. We're not going to let that happen. Our Second Amendment rights is per the Constitution. We're going to uphold it. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Bad men kill people. And but I expect more to come. And you're hearing some conservatives say, you know, in elected office say that, which is outlandish to even suggest that.
Amen to that, Ralph Norman. I also know you're running for governor, and you're the only one we haven't given the governor's interview to yet. So glad to get you on for that. Where can folks find your campaign?
RalphNormanForGovernor.com.
Amen. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Representative Norman on 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.